Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus for tuning in so faithfully each and every day. Also, I thank each and every one of you for sending in your encouraging words and also for sending in your compliments and your questions via email. I also thank each and every one of you for allowing us as a whole, as a group, to come into your home or to come into your automobiles, whatever you may be doing at the time that we're on to minister to you. I also thank each and every one of you for allowing us to gather one another to hear what the Lord is saying in this season. God is really moving by His Spirit and moving by the anointing. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in faithful to the series that we just had about the prophetic, about the different prophets that are in the body of Christ in this season. I truly thank each and every one of you that series helped you, because you let me know how much the series helped you. You also let me know how that you can allow God to work through you and to help you to improve on yourself, even spiritually. This was a very intense topic, and I thank and I praise God that He allowed us to come and to share the different prophets and how that it can easily be a distraction in the body of Christ. So I thank and I praise God for that as well. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in last Monday in my absence, where the topic was camouflage anointing, and I did the playback, and it was very good. It was very good. I enjoyed it, and when I was going through the archives, I seen the participation of the many people that had tuned in. And please don't forget, if that you would like to drop us a topic that you want us to discuss, please drop it at Faith is the Key. That's one word. Faith is the Key 47 at gmail.com. That's Faith is the Key 47 at gmail.com. Drop us the topic that you would like to discuss, and we will pray about it, and we will allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. Amen. And also, if you would like to ask questions or even to give your comments during the show, the number is 347-324-3622. That's 347 424-3622. We would love to hear your questions and even your comments, because if you don't want to share it online, you are more than welcome to drop me an email as well. So, as we prepare to go into today's lesson, we will be discussing principles of sowing and weeping. We know that it is very important for us to tithe, because that is one of the commandments that God told us to do, is tithe 10% of our earnings. And most people have a problem with tithing because they can't see where their money is going. But then yet God has told us to bring 10% to his storehouse. So we are going to look at the principles of reaping and sowing. Sowing plays a big part of reaping. Can't reap if you don't sow. Don't expect nothing to grow, per se. Say that you want to do a garden. You want to have a garden. You cannot expect tomatoes to grow if you don't plant tomato seeds. So you got to really plant in order to get a harvest. And it all depends on how much do you want God to bless you with. And we also have to be very careful that if we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. Basically means that if you care not to, like, sow whatever you want to sow, you're going to get little. So we're going to just talk about the principles of reaping and sowing. How are you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed as well. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on today. We are discussing the principles of sowing and reaping. And in this hour, man of God, so many people are more focusing on reaping without sowing. But you can't get past reaping without sowing. And I was just displaying how that you cannot expect a garden if that you do not plant seeds. So it's got to take you doing something in order for your harvest to come forth. So would you want to begin out, please?
Sure, woman of God. It's so important, I believe, in this season to sow in order mm-hmm. to reap. A lot of people mm-hmm. understand the purpose of reaping, but nobody want to make the
yes.
sacrifice to sow. Now, when
yes.
we say sowing just doesn't necessarily mean financially, but sowing could be
exactly.
your lifestyle. Sowing could be different things that you do in lieu of the kingdom in order to not so much get a return, but to know according to the scripture that you will
mm-hmm.
get a return. I'm seeing a lot of situations, woman of God, where people want to plant little time. They want to plant little money. They want to plant little investment of anything, and they want to grow.
Yeah.
They want God to grow them a field and a heel of everything, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
I was telling the people yesterday inside of
mm-hmm.
our Bible study, telling them that you cannot pull on God and work the principles just on one way. You have to work
mm-hmm.
both sides of the coin in order for you to get the harvest. I begin to give them the analogy of if you're in a marriage and only the wife do all the affection, do all the loving, do all the nurturing, do all the other things that a wife's supposed to do, and a husband
mm-hmm.
don't do anything, then that's a one-sided relationship, and the wife will not ultimately feel fulfilled. It's the same way with sowing
mm-hmm.
and reaping. You cannot expect to get to the other side of what God has unless you do your part as well. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting inside of the body of Christ. Now they want something for nothing. But even in the Old Testament, the people had to bring a sacrifice. They literally had to bring a burnt offering. And this wasn't just something that they went and plugged off the side of the road and went bring. They actually brought something and made an actual. That's what the people of God are not doing anymore. They don't actually sacrifice their lifestyle. They don't actually sacrifice their finances in order to actually reap what God wants us to reap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you said something so profound that it has to be a balance. And also, you just can't sow what you want to sow and think that you can get a harvest. My question is, man of God, and you said something also that was so profound. It goes beyond money. It also takes a sacrifice of your time and your faithfulness. Let's focus on faithfulness. If a person is faithful to the end, to their leader, faithful to the church, most of the time, and then I just heard this man of God say this the other day, that he was faithful to his leader. And then by him being faithful to his leader, God had basically gave him his ministry. Okay, it does not always work that. Would you agree? It could be anything else besides a ministry.
Absolutely, woman of God. People think that if you're being faithful and you're being obedient, you automatically qualify to be rewarded the way you want to be rewarded.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily
yeah.
the case, because you cannot ask God to bless you for something that you're obligated to do anyway. That's the same way when, like, for example, when you're married, you know you're not supposed to commit adultery. You know that's something you're not supposed to do. If you do it, then you understand that that disqualifies you. Same way, if you be good, you cannot go to your spouse and say, reward me because I'm being good. That's something that you're supposed to be doing. You know, so even people who sit under a man or sit under a woman of God, follow the vision of the house, always faithful. You cannot ask God just to bless you because you're doing what you're supposed to do. Now, mind you, in some cases there are benefits and blessings in line for you being so faithful and not bucking up against the vision. But you can't you cannot expect a return over something that you're obligated to do already.
That's it. That's what it is, obligation compared to dedication, would you say? Obligation compared to a dedication, because there is a motive. Would you say that some people have motives behind their, when they get ready to sow, there is a motive? Some people have motives.
Absolutely, woman of God. And it's sad because if you remember in the Old Testament, these prophets gave of themselves and they never looked back. And the people of God in this hour, they want to give, but they want an instant return. It's the same way, woman of God, like if you come to my house and you borrow a shirt and a tie and I don't ask you for it back. I go to your house and I borrow a shirt and a tie, and the next day after you see me wear it, you knock on the door and say, give me my stuff back. And that's not necessarily how it should work. You know, and that's what's going on right now inside of the body of Christ. People want an instant return, but they're not instantly working their lifestyle in order for God to deem them faithful.
Yes. Welcome, Apostle Thomas. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed listening to this dynamic session right here.
Do you have anything to add, woman of God? This is so good. The principles of reaping and sowing.
Yeah. I just love what y'all been talking about, but most of all, the part about sowing that lifestyle, you know, and like you were saying, people are looking when you start talking about sowing, people mind automatically go to money. But it's more than that. God is looking for when he's talking about sowing. The holiness, the righteousness that we live, the lifestyle that we live. We're sowing our life back to God, sowing our life to God, letting him know that, you know, we're giving our all to him. That's the part that many of them miss. And they're looking, like you said, they're looking for a return. But you know, even when there's a giving, I heard the man of God talking about the Old Testament, but they had to understand when he asked for those offerings, he was also asking for their life to line up before they can get the blessings from the offering. If they really understand it, the offerings were giving concerning their lifestyle more so than anything. Even when it came to giving the fruits and different things that they had got, it was to represent that they depended on God, that they trusted him for everything pertaining to their life. So when you talk about sowing, you definitely are not just talking about money. You're just not just talking about that. You're talking about living a lifestyle, giving your life totally and completely to the Lord and understanding that. And then people need to understand that principle of sowing and reaping. It's good or bad, you know.
Yeah.
So a bad lifestyle, you're going to reap some bad consequences behind that. So a good one, you're going to reap a good one. And so, you know, they automatically jump to money. And this is where we need to try to train their minds to think more differently than just thinking, if I can give an offering, then I'll be all right, but I don't have to change my life. I don't have to do anything. There's still a principle of living holy when you even give. And that's the part we need to really impact into the people's mind in this hour, because there are teachings that are saying you don't have to come out of sin, you don't have to do anything, just give an offering.
Yeah.
You're going to get the blessings, just give an offering, and you got the favor of God. And it's teaching them an error into thinking that they can just give money and then the Lord just going to bless them in any kind of way. But those offerings came with conditions of holiness and righteousness connected to it. And this is what we need to get them to. You got a bad heart. You know what I'm saying? Your heart ain't pure.
Yeah.
Your hands ain't clean. But you want to come and give God something. Mm-hmm. And he talks about it. He said, I'm not going to accept these offerings that you're giving, because they don't have, you don't have the right lifestyle. You don't have the right attitude. Your character jacked up. Everything. So they had to come in line with his word, even for their offering to be acceptable. So you can go give $1 million, and it's still not going to mean that God is going to accept the offering, even though you might have gave it, and the person you gave it to might accept it, but it don't mean God accepts it, because conditions of lifestyle come with that.
Wow. And see, woman of God, many leaders do not preach past the money venue of reaping and sowing. That is what they just stay on right there, but they don't teach there is a balance. It goes beyond money. Your lifestyle matters most before God will really, you know, accept it, because this is an eye-opener, because there are many people that are sowing and don't realize it's just falling on fallow of ground, really. And then they get upset with God because they don't see the harvest. But then you have to look at your lifestyle.
Yep.
And many people do not know that. That was a very good point right there. So now people will know why the harvest is not coming up as well. Apostle Lazy, you have anything for the ad? I mean, this good right here.
Woman, God said it all. Apostle said it all. People, their principles, they have been taught the wrong principles on reaping and sowing, and people don't think that they have to sacrifice by living a lifestyle that is actually scriptural and pleasing. But what's sad is, in some cases, you cannot blame those people. You blame those who are actually overseeing them, because these people are actually not preaching and giving them the actual word of God to show them that your life is a requirement in order for you to unlock the benefits that come after.
That's a key word, unlock it, because right now it is held up. It's locked. And many people, some people are getting upset because they don't see what was a promise to them. But then they got to change their mindset and just go beyond what they see. Okay, this is the ultimate question here. Many people think as long as they tithe, they got it good. But does it go beyond tithing? Apostle Thomas, hit the floor.
Yeah, you just was just talking about it, the obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Tithing is an obligation.
Yeah.
He promised to rebuke to the vow, yeah, open up a window. Harvest come through sacrifice.
Why is it some people mentality is like tithe for the month and that's it, and then they don't go beyond to sow a seed. But don't they realize that's where their harvest is really coming from? Apostle AJ?
Woman of God, absolutely. Well, again, you cannot expect, again, it's an obligation. You're obligated to give 10% of your gross earnings. You cannot, it's a sacrifice. No, everybody want to do the minimum but want to expect heaven's maximum. It's a when you sow, that's a sacrifice. That's not you sow your tithe money, because I see some people sow their tithe money. And you're not supposed to do that. You know, and I hate to say it that way, but you're not supposed to sow your tithe money. Your tithe money goes directly to the storehouse. Your seed goes to your seed goes to wherever you are actually placing it in the ground. And it's a sacrifice when you actually sow a seed. So when you stretch yourself, that's when you're stretching yourself, that's when you stretch your faith. And when you stretch your faith, that's when God deemed you fit to give you whatever you desire.
Okay. And you said a very key word, because some people do so, they are tithe money, because they don't know the difference, that it goes beyond your tithe. Apostle Thomas, you had something to add?
Well, you know why they do it like that, woman of God? Because first off, they give that even grudgingly. Because if you notice, it's a lot of teaching against giving. You know, and the Lord began to deal with me about that. He said, if their faith is in the 10%, because I hear people talking against tithing, talking against it and everything. If their faith is there, don't take their faith from them. At least they're giving something. You know, but a lot of them think that their tithe is a seed, and it's not. I'm going to say it again. It's an obligation. It's a mandatory thing that was set up by in the word of the Lord. And then you hear the people say, well, we're in the New Testament. Well, if that's the case, then a whole lot of us is in trouble, because he said what you set up in your heart to give. You understand what I'm saying? What you set up in your heart to give, you give unto the Lord. Well, people give God $5. So that's as much as you think of him, then we in trouble anyway. It goes beyond that. And then I tell preachers this. I said, they might be a member of your local assembly. They might give a tithe and an offering. But now God directs their seed where he wants it to go.
Yep.
And so that seed, because you got to know where to sow for that seed to bring forth a harvest. That seed might not be for that. So, you know, I tell them, you know, they have to be careful, because I've seen them condemn people because they didn't just give everything toward them. And I teach that. I don't teach the people that you just got to sow to me. you know, you don't have to show me. If I don't have the anointing for what it's going to take, the brain for what you need, then God will direct you where to go, who to sow to, who to give to on that part, on your seed part, to be able to bring your harvest. And your seed does not necessarily mean it has to go into your leader's hand. Sometimes there's someone else God will tell you to give a seed to that's beyond your obligation to your local church. He'll tell you to give a seed here. And if we just look at it that I can only sow to this person, then that's why a lot of times leaders become greedy and begin to look at people more as merchandise rather than as sheep, because they start looking at them as dollars and cents instead of looking at them as, you know, who they are. And so, yeah, it goes beyond the tithe. And my harvest, you know, I get, you know, God does things, keep my money from running out at different places. But when I notice that when I give a seed where God tells me to plant it, then I get an increase. And the seed don't necessarily even mean it got to be a leader. Sometimes I've given to people that didn't have no titles or anything.
It doesn't necessarily mean that.
It doesn't mean that you have to give it to a leader. And this is where we get messed up in.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I know some people God has spoke to sow to someone else, but they didn't look at them as how God sees them. They didn't do it. They are just sold it into their leader.
And they didn't get no
people have a
disobedience. Because that's not what you're talking about.
And it's happening everywhere. Because I'm glad you said that too. You can sow to a person without a title. It could be anyone,
right,
who ever God speaks to you. But some people in the body of Christ think their seeds have to be sown into a person, a leader, or somebody with a title. And it don't necessarily have to be money. It could be your time. Just so your time with someone else, or just doing something that God had spoke to you to do that is of God. So, Apostle AJ, you have the last word, and this is very good. This is something that everybody should know, the principles of sowing and reaping. Apostle AJ, you have the last word.
Amen. Woman God, what I will say is, it's best when you want to understand the principles of sowing and reaping to always use, and I might get stoned for this, but I'm going to say it, to use the principles of the Old Testament. And the reason why I say use the principles of the Old Testament is because these people had a deep-rooted conviction, and they did it unselfishly. When they actually gave, when they gave an offering, whether it was a burnt offering, which was the sacrificial offering, whatever they gave, they did it unselfishly. Yeah. And that's what we have to learn. We have to use the Old Testament when we're trying to learn about sowing and reaping. We have to use it as we have to use the principles of the Old Testament to actually keep us in line as Gentiles. And I honestly believe that if we do that, we're going to be more disciplined with understanding how to sow and how to expect you reap. Because in many cases, just because you sow, that don't necessarily mean that you're going to always reap. So you have to understand the principles of the harvest before you expect return, like it's just an investment.
All right. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. Thank you, Apostle AJ. Thank you, Apostle Thomas. Until next week, everyone have a blessed week. God bless you all.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have receive revelation regarding your prayers. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.